For one thing, I drank it without any type of additive. Fortunately, the brew was so hot that the flowing lava against my tongue didn't actually allow a sense of taste into my world of coffee-spitting pain. Seriously, though, have you ever taken the first gulp of a hot drink, tried to spit the still-hot liquid back into the cup, and managed to saturate your skin and clothing with most of the boiling cup? It was not a pleasant experience. I jumped from my seat, my tongue flailing from my wide-open mouth, slapping at the wet spots all over my bare chest and boxers, in hopes that the beating I was inflicting would stop the burning. It did not. A few minutes later, the mess was cleaned up, my tongue was healing, and my coffee-stained boxers were at the other end of the apartment. Yes, it was coffee, and yes, I threw them off during the same fit in which I gave myself an accidental pink belly. It was a lovely continuation of the early day's events. I would rather not add to my embarrassment by describing the posture adopted in order to spare my lower half from second-degree burns, but I want to be as honest as possible in the scribbling of this manuscript. I nearly broke my neck hopping on one foot with underwear wrapped around the ankle of one leg and the lower thigh of the other. I only fell once, but it was a doozy of a crash. There. Happy? The paragraph following the directions on how to prepare my burn-inflicting beverage told me that I should be careful about the temperature of the brew. There was a problem with the order of my warnings, one that I promised to remedy at a more comfortable time, but the damage was already done. After a bit more reading and mustering the nerve to do anything but huddle under the table instead of at it, I made eggs, scrambled because I guess that's the way I like them. I used another detailed set of instructions, reading past the recipe just to make sure that the food wouldn't turn on me in any harmful way. I wondered if I ever made anything else in the mornings. Paging through my brain folder showed that I did not. I guessed that variety didn't matter much when you're eating everything for the first time, so I didn't dwell on it. The brain folder, as the sheaf of instructions and reminders is so aptly labeled, is a vast cornucopia of information. I must admit that I'm very impressed with myself for coming up with it. On the last page, I even penned a reminder to add anything new that I happen upon before going to bed. Once the lights turn out, everything vanishes from the chalkboard of my actual brain unless it's transcribed onto the paper one. That sucks the bottom like an overpowered vacuum cleaner. I'd explain that phrase, but hopefully it's descriptive enough in its base form. Also, I have little in the way of understanding on that one myself. The folder is made up in sections. The first pile of pages lets me know that I have an issue with the part of my brain that records memories. The words aren't jumbled or anything, but I still have a hard time getting through those sheets right after waking. They tell me that I have a very rare form of retrograde amnesia, and that there is no cure for my condition. The block letters form words that form sentences and paragraphs, and all of them tell me that I'm basically screwed for life. Declarative memories are completely lost to me within a 24-hour span, so if someone is offended by me not remembering their name, they're better off not hanging out with me. I have some procedural memory, meaning that I can still walk, talk, and use the bathroom when the need presents itself. That and a few other things are a blessing. I made another coffee, this time adding the spoonful of sugar and a dollop of milk that I'm told I enjoy, and sat down to a plate of lightly scrambled eggs and Irish butter. This proved to be an undeniably pleasurable moment, though I kept reading on so as not to waste time. My day had begun, my life had begun, but would end after the onset of darkness. The version of me that beat an alarm clock to death and sprayed boiling coffee all over the kitchen had only one day to live. That was a depressing thought, but breakfast helped to alleviate the sadness of it all. I think I'm going to change the order of the pages so that I explain the temperature and ingredients required for the coffee first. It really is good with the milk and sweetener. It's definitely much less painful. And the eggs, too. Irish butter is incredible. I might add some bread or something also. I was still screwed, but it turned out that I was also an optimist and had decided at some point to make the best of things. I feel that's a healthy approach, but I forget why I decided it. Tasteless jokes are obviously part of my arsenal of humor. It says so on page 9 of my folder. The bathroom and its wares were my next concern. Using the toilet, like I said before, had been obvious enough, without urging for my manuscript of memories, thank God, but the grooming side of things hadn't stayed for the duration. Luckily, my handy-dandy papers gave very good pointers on bathing, brushing my teeth, and shaving. No actual razors were used in the shaving of this slightly unfamiliar face. Electric razors are safe to use, easy to learn, and don't require much maintenance. The only real risk is razor burn due to pressing the coiled cutters against one spot for too long. Of course, I did just that and caused a pretty hefty raw spot under my jaw,